The hard thing about hard things, building a business when there are no easy answers. By Ben Horowitz. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Hard Thing About Hard Things: Building a Business When There Are No Easy Answers is a book written by Ben Horowitz, a venture capitalist and entrepreneur. The book is a guide to the challenges of being a CEO and provides advice on how to navigate the difficult decisions that come with the job. It covers topics such as hiring, firing, leading, and managing a team, as well as dealing with failure and success. Horowitz draws on his own experiences as a CEO to provide insight into the challenges of leading a business. He emphasizes the importance of making tough decisions and taking risks, as well as the need to be honest with oneself and one's team. He also discusses the importance of having a clear vision and strategy, as well as the need to be flexible and adaptable. The book also provides advice on how to build a strong team and how to motivate and inspire them. Horowitz also provides advice on how to handle difficult conversations and how to manage difficult people. Finally, he discusses the importance of having a strong support system and how to stay focused and motivated. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become a CEO or lead a business. It provides practical advice and insight into the challenges of leading a business and how to navigate them successfully. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the importance of making difficult decisions. Difficult decisions are an inevitable part of running a business, and it is important to understand the importance of making them and the consequences of not doing so. Main idea number 2. Know when to be decisive. Knowing when to be decisive and when to be flexible is a key skill for any business leader. It is important to be able to recognize when a decision needs to be made and to act on it quickly. Main idea number 3. Develop a culture of accountability. Creating a culture of accountability within an organization is essential for success. This means holding people accountable for their actions and ensuring that everyone is working towards the same goals. Main idea number 4. Embrace failure. Failure is an inevitable part of any business, and it is important to embrace it and learn from it. This means understanding that mistakes will be made and that it is important to learn from them and move on. Main idea number 5. Prioritize customer satisfaction. Customer satisfaction should be a top priority for any business. This means understanding the needs of customers and ensuring that they are met in order to build loyalty and trust. Main idea number 6. Understand the importance of communication. Communication is essential for any business, and it is important to understand the importance of both internal and external communication. This means being able to effectively communicate with employees, customers, and other stakeholders. Main idea number 7. Develop a strong team. A strong team is essential for any business, and it is important to understand the importance of building a team that is both competent and cohesive. This means hiring the right people and creating an environment where everyone can work together effectively. Main idea number 8. Utilize data to make decisions. Data is an invaluable tool for any business, and it is important to understand how to use it to make informed decisions. This means understanding the data and using it to make decisions that are based on facts rather than assumptions. Main idea number 9. Take risks. Taking risks is an essential part of any business, and it is important to understand the importance of taking calculated risks. This means understanding the potential risks and rewards of any decision and being willing to take risks when necessary. Main idea number 10. Understand the importance of culture. Culture is an essential part of any business, and it is important to understand the importance of creating a culture that is both positive and productive. This means understanding the values and beliefs of the organization and creating an environment where everyone can thrive. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number one. Making difficult decisions is a critical part of running a successful business. It is important to understand the importance of making these decisions and the consequences of not doing so. Difficult decisions can be difficult to make, but they are necessary in order to ensure the success of the business. When making difficult decisions, it is important to consider all of the potential outcomes and weigh the pros and cons of each option. It is also important to consider the long-term implications of the decision and how it will affect the business in the future. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the potential risks associated with the decision and to be prepared to take responsibility for any negative outcomes. Making difficult decisions can be stressful, but it is important to remember that these decisions are necessary in order to ensure the success of the business. It is important to take the time to consider all of the potential outcomes and to make an informed decision. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the potential risks associated with the decision and to be prepared to take responsibility for any negative outcomes. By understanding the importance of making difficult decisions and the consequences of not doing so, businesses can ensure that they are making the best decisions for their future success. Main idea number two. Being decisive is an essential skill for any business leader. It is important to be able to recognize when a decision needs to be made and to act on it quickly. This requires a leader to be able to assess the situation, weigh the pros and cons, and make a decision that is in the best interest of the company. It is also important to be able to recognize when a decision needs to be delayed or when it is better to be flexible. Being able to recognize when a decision needs to be made and when it is better to be flexible is a key skill for any business leader. When making a decision, it is important to consider the potential consequences of the decision. It is also important to consider the potential impact on the company's stakeholders, such as employees, customers, and shareholders. A leader should also consider the potential impact on the company's reputation and brand. It is important to make decisions that are in the best interest of the company and its stakeholders. It is also important to be able to recognize when a decision needs to be delayed or when it is better to be flexible. This requires a leader to be able to assess the situation, weigh the pros and cons, and make a decision that is in the best interest of the company. It is also important to be able to recognize when a decision needs to be delayed or when it is better to be flexible. Being able to recognize when a decision needs to be made and when it is better to be flexible is a key skill for any business leader. Main idea number three. Developing a culture of accountability within an organization is essential for success. This means creating a system of checks and balances that ensure everyone is held accountable for their actions and that everyone is working towards the same goals. It is important to create a culture of accountability that is based on trust and respect, and that encourages open communication and collaboration. This will help to ensure that everyone is working together to achieve the organization's goals. Additionally, it is important to create a system of rewards and consequences that will motivate employees to do their best work. This will help to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions and that the organization is able to reach its goals. Creating a culture of accountability also means creating a system of feedback and evaluation. This will help to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions and that the organization is able to identify areas of improvement. Additionally, it is important to create a system of recognition and rewards that will motivate employees to do their best work. This will help to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions and that the organization is able to reach its goals. Finally, it is important to create a system of communication and collaboration that will ensure everyone is working together to achieve the organization's goals. This will help to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions and that the organization is able to reach its goals. By creating a culture of accountability, organizations can ensure that everyone is working together to achieve the same goals and that everyone is held accountable for their actions. Main idea number four. Failure is an inevitable part of any business, and it is important to embrace it and learn from it. This means understanding that mistakes will be made and that it is important to learn from them and move on. It is important to recognize that failure is not a sign of weakness, but rather an opportunity to learn and grow. By embracing failure, businesses can become more resilient and better prepared for future challenges. When mistakes are made, it is important to take the time to analyze what went wrong and why. This can help to identify areas of improvement and create strategies to prevent similar mistakes from happening in the future. It is also important to recognize that failure can be a valuable learning experience and that it can help to build resilience and creativity. Finally, it is important to remember that failure is not the end of the world. It is important to take the time to reflect on what went wrong and to use the experience to become better. By embracing failure, businesses can become more successful in the long run. Main idea number 5. Customer satisfaction should be a top priority for any business. This means understanding the needs of customers and ensuring that they are met in order to build loyalty and trust. Companies should strive to provide the best customer service possible, from the initial contact to the resolution of any issues. This includes responding quickly to customer inquiries, providing helpful advice, and resolving any problems in a timely manner. Additionally, businesses should strive to provide a positive customer experience by offering quality products and services, as well as providing a pleasant and welcoming atmosphere. By prioritizing customer satisfaction, businesses can create a loyal customer base that will continue to support them in the future. In order to prioritize customer satisfaction, businesses should focus on creating a customer-centric culture. This means that customer service should be a priority for all employees, from the top down. Companies should also invest in customer service training and technology to ensure that customer inquiries are handled quickly and efficiently. Additionally, businesses should strive to create a feedback loop so that customers can provide feedback on their experiences and help the company to improve. By taking these steps, businesses can ensure that customer satisfaction is a priority and that customers are receiving the best possible service. Main idea number 6. Communication is essential for any business, and it is important to understand the importance of both internal and external communication. Internal communication is the process of exchanging information between employees, while external communication is the process of exchanging information with customers, stakeholders, and other external parties. Effective communication is key to the success of any business, as it helps to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that all stakeholders are informed of any changes or updates. Good communication also helps to build trust and relationships between employees and customers. It is important to be clear and concise when communicating, as this will help to ensure that everyone understands the message. Additionally, it is important to be open and honest when communicating, as this will help to build trust and foster a positive working environment. Finally, it is important to be aware of the different communication styles and to be able to adjust your communication style to fit the situation. Different people have different communication styles, and it is important to be able to adjust your communication style to fit the situation. This will help to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that all stakeholders are informed of any changes or updates. Main idea number 7. Developing a strong team is essential for any business. It is important to understand the importance of hiring the right people and creating an environment where everyone can work together effectively. This means taking the time to find the right people for the job, and then creating a culture that encourages collaboration and communication. It is also important to ensure that everyone on the team is given the opportunity to contribute and that their ideas are heard and respected. Finally, it is important to provide the necessary resources and support to ensure that the team can work together to achieve the desired results. Creating a strong team requires a commitment to building relationships and trust. This means taking the time to get to know each team member and understanding their strengths and weaknesses. It also means creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable to express their ideas and opinions. Additionally, it is important to provide the necessary training and resources to ensure that everyone is able to do their job to the best of their ability. Finally, it is important to recognize and reward team members for their contributions and successes. Building a strong team is not an easy task, but it is essential for any business. It requires a commitment to finding the right people, creating an environment where everyone can work together effectively, and providing the necessary resources and support. With the right team in place, businesses can achieve their goals and reach their full potential. Main idea number 8. Utilizing data to make decisions is an essential part of running a successful business. Data can provide valuable insights into customer behavior, market trends, and other important factors that can help inform decisions. By understanding the data and using it to make decisions, businesses can ensure that their decisions are based on facts rather than assumptions. This can help businesses make more informed decisions that are better suited to their needs and goals. Additionally, data can be used to identify potential opportunities and risks, allowing businesses to make decisions that are more likely to lead to success. Data can also be used to measure the success of decisions. By tracking the results of decisions, businesses can gain a better understanding of what works and what doesn't. This can help businesses refine their decision-making process and ensure that they are making the best decisions possible. Additionally, data can be used to identify areas of improvement and develop strategies to address them. By utilizing data to make decisions, businesses can ensure that they are making the most informed decisions possible. Main idea number 9. Taking risks is an essential part of any business. It is important to understand the potential risks and rewards of any decision and be willing to take risks when necessary. This means understanding the potential consequences of any action and being willing to take risks when necessary. It also means being willing to accept failure and learn from it. Taking risks can be a difficult thing to do, but it is necessary for any business to succeed. In The Hard Thing About Hard Things, Building a Business When There Are No Easy Answers, Ben Horowitz explains that taking risks is a key part of any successful business. He states that the only way to succeed is to take risks, and the only way to take risks is to be willing to fail. He goes on to explain that taking risks is not about being reckless, but rather about understanding the potential risks and rewards of any decision and being willing to take risks when necessary. Taking risks is an important part of any business, and it is essential to understand the potential risks and rewards of any decision. It is also important to be willing to accept failure and learn from it. Taking risks can be a difficult thing to do, but it is necessary for any business to succeed. Main idea number 10. Culture is an essential part of any business, and it is important to understand the importance of creating a culture that is both positive and productive. This means understanding the values and beliefs of the organization and creating an environment where everyone can thrive. A positive culture can help to foster collaboration, creativity, and innovation, while a negative culture can lead to stagnation and low morale. It is important to recognize the importance of culture and to create an environment that encourages employees to be their best selves. Creating a positive culture starts with leadership. Leaders should be role models for the organization, setting the tone and example for how employees should behave. Leaders should also be open to feedback and willing to make changes when necessary. Additionally, leaders should be willing to recognize and reward employees for their hard work and dedication. It is also important to create a culture of trust and respect. Employees should feel comfortable speaking up and voicing their opinions without fear of retribution. This can be done by creating an open and honest dialogue between employees and management. Additionally, it is important to create a culture of inclusion and diversity, where everyone is respected and valued regardless of their background or beliefs. Finally, it is important to understand the importance of culture and to create an environment that encourages employees to be their best selves. This means creating a culture that is both positive and productive, where everyone can thrive and contribute to the success of the organization. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.